Hello, Voyagers. Welcome to What Was I Thinking? I'm glad you made it. I'm impressed that you made it. This is Pastor Chris. And you may be asking yourself, like, what is this? What am I listening to? Well, I hope the first thing you're listening to is something that will be a blessing for you. You know, my hope for this recording that we plan to do from time to time is that it's really a look behind the curtain. This is certainly not preaching. It's just talking. It's casual. We're not going to edit this thing. But the truth is about sermons is that a lot of things just end up on the cutting room floor. You know, there's a lot of things as I study that I want to talk about that I can't talk about that feel like they would be too much of a tangent. I'd lose too many people. It wouldn't make sense. And, you know, my goal as a teacher is to bring us all along, you know, as an audience. And so I leave a lot of things out just to be clear. And so this is a time to be maybe less clear, but to kind of just tell you what I've been thinking all week. If you listen to this sermon this week, you know that ultimately talked about the humility and the humility of Jesus Christ. And I asked that question at the beginning of the sermon, which was, who do you emulate? And I certainly have an answer. I didn't answer. Maybe you have an answer. You thought about it. But I've been thinking about this verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. And it's a really cool, simple little verse. And it kind of sparked me to ask that question. And the verse is, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. And that's Paul the Apostle talking. He's talking to the Corinthian church. And the idea behind the verse is that, you know, Paul was admired by many, particularly in the church. And there were many that were emulating Paul. And the idea is that if Paul was emulating Christ and those people are emulating Paul, you know, those people are going to be okay, you know, because ultimately they're emulating Christ, you know. And so, you know, it got me thinking, like, when it comes to humility, you know, who has God placed in my life to kind of see humility in action, you know, in my everyday life? And I have an answer, and I thought it would be interesting to talk about someone a lot of us know, and my answer is Gary Stubblefield. If you don't know Gary, Gary's one of our former lead pastors. Gary was the lead pastor when I got hired at Voyagers, and I had an interesting first impression of Gary, a false impression of Gary, and that was this. When I was in the hiring process with Voyagers, Gary was in India on a mission trip. And so the face of Voyagers for me was Michael Risley. You know, he was, and if you know Michael Risley, he is just the kindest, sweetest ball of energy, you know, Christ-like love. Like, he's just an incredible man of God. And so, you know, my experience, and don't grill me, but this is my experience with the church was, well, in upper leadership, you know, that somebody's got to be the heavy. Somebody's got to be intimidating. Somebody's got to be, frankly, proud. Somebody's got to, you know, be the man, I guess. I don't know how to say it, but I was just, because Michael was so kind, I just had this expectation that Gary was going to be very intimidating. And that, you know, again, that was my experience. And so finally, you know, before I got hired, Gary got back from India, and I walked in his office, and I'm going to tell you the first thing I noticed about Gary. See, I would never say this on stage. I wouldn't want to embarrass the guy, but I'll embarrass him here. The first thing I noticed was how good his hair was. You know, Gary was an older guy then, and I thought, like, oh my gosh, like, this guy's got magical hair, you know. Like, in fact, I thought it was a toupee, you know, because it was so good, and I was very distracted by his hair. I'm just telling you this between friends. And so Gary's asking me, like, interview questions. Why do you want to work at Voyagers? You know, and I'm distracted. And I'm like, well, I just really believe, you know, the Lord wants me to be here. I mean, here. And I'm seriously focusing on the wrong things. You know, Gary's asking me, what do you think your strengths are? In my mind, I'm thinking mop, mane, locks, curls. I'm sorry, what was the question? And so after I stopped noticing the first thing about Gary, which was his awesome hair. Shout out, Gary. The second thing I noticed was that as I was talking with this guy, that he was incredibly humble. You know, he just oozed it. He oozed humility. Even in the way he was asking me questions, I could tell, that he was humble. I was really blown away by that. And so for me, you know, that was an exciting prospect to work with a person, to be led by a person, you know, who was so humble, that loved Jesus in such an incredible way. And it just, and again, just the humility kind of oozed out of him. So let me tell you just a few of the ways that that was true. I could list 20 ways, but let me just tell you a few. I can remember when the very first time Gary asked me to teach in the sanctuary, I was so intimidated because of who Gary was. You know, Gary's a theological or a Dallas Theo grad. He's an intellectual, and I am not. And I know that, and I knew that. And, you know, as a young preacher, an inexperienced preacher, you know, you feel like you're going to be measured, based on the other guy. You know, you'll be measured against the lead pastor, and I knew I'd be found wanting. And I can remember, you know, vulnerably coming to Gary and bringing him these insecurities. And the way he handled it is what blew me away. Like, he at that point, you know, knew me, and he had seen me teach at a men's ministry morning thing. And so what he said was, and I'll never forget this, he said, "Chris, when you get in the pulpit, you know what I really want? I want a right-brained experience." And here's as I think about this years later, I don't know if Gary wanted a right-brained experience. I don't know. Maybe he does or did. But what I know is that he was making a way for me, you know, because that's what at the time, it's like, that's what I thought I could provide. I thought that was my strength. If God had given me anything, it was the ability to give an audience a right-brained experience, something creative, something, you know, different or whatever. And so what I really, as I think about that years later, what I really think was happening was that Gary was seeking to comfort me in a way that spoke to me, you know, and it just reminds me, and I saw this so many times with Gary, is that humility seeks to comfort another, you know. Humility is putting another person, and particularly their comfort, easing their anxiety, bringing peace to them. And Gary was just so awesome at that. Another thing, and again, you might not ever think about this, but as a young pastor, you know, particularly in a church that preaches expository, you know, we kind of, most of the time, we're kind of going through the Bible verse by verse. You know, in seminary, they say pericope by pericope. I don't know if I know what that means still, but, you know, that would draw huge insecurity out of me because, you know, there's inevitably we would land, you know, on something that I didn't know about. I wasn't comfortable preaching. And you know what Gary would do? Gary would sit with me and he would go out of order so that I would be, comfortable. He would give himself the much, much harder passages. You know, some passages, you know, are those high five passages. You preach, you come out on the patio, you're getting all those high fives, and other ones are not. And Gary would give himself the most difficult passages so that I could have a high five passage. And I can just remember, like, again, admiring the man, because what was happening is his humility was just sacrificing. Sacrificing for another, sacrificing in this case for me. And, you know, that's something I won't ever forget. And, you know, that's something I try and do now with our younger preachers, Davis and Aaron. You know, when those guys get up there, I want to give them something they feel comfortable with, something they're passionate about, something that they, you know, I want to give them a high five passage. And I just, you know, that's something I learned from Gary. And so, you know, as I've been thinking about this all week, and again, this isn't something I brought on stage, but as I've been thinking about this all week, if you know me, you know that, you know, I'm just very convinced that God wants to grow us, you know, sanctification, whatever you want to call it, that, you know, we have a Holy Spirit indwelling us that is drawing us to be more and more Christ-like. And I, in my life, and I believe probably in your life, you know, that God gives us examples all around us of what his son looks like. And I would tell you that there's someone in your life that is walking in humility, someone that you can learn from, someone that you can imitate, you know, someone that to walk the way they walk, it will be a blessing. And so I would just challenge you, Voyagers, to open your eyes up, you know, and maybe even, here's a brave step, maybe even tell that person how much you appreciate their example in your life. You know, that would be a powerful thing. So Voyagers, I didn't get to tell you all that stuff on stage, and so I'm telling you now. I really appreciate your time. God bless you. God is good, and I look forward to doing this again. We'll see you soon. Bye.